A new World Bank report shows that since 1995, trade in Eastern Europe's post-communist transitional economies, including the former Soviet Union, has grown at a faster pace than any other region in the world. Exports there have tripled, while imports have increased 2.5 times. But the nature and pace of economic integration among the 27 countries of the region is sharply split, says the report's author, Harry Broadman.
The study suggests that there is an emerging two trade blocks in the region, a richer Eurocentric bloc that trades increasingly with the wealthier countries of the world, particularly the EU 15 or Western Europe, and a poorer Russia-centric bloc.
The Eurocentric bloc consists of 8 new members of the European Union, Turkey, and the 7 Southeastern European countries. The Russian-centric bloc includes members of the 12-nation Commonwealth of Independent States, former Soviet republics. The study finds that open trade is a potent driver of development in the region, and that countries that have liberalized their trade and reformed their economic sectors, Poland and Hungary, for example, enjoy the highest rate of economic growth and prosperity. At the other end of the spectrum are countries such as Belarus and Uzbekistan, whose economies are less successful, it is believed, for having remained relatively closed to competition. The report says countries on a successful reform track, most notably Croatia, have enhanced their credentials for membership in the European Union by reorganizing their economies. Countries that have lagged need to reorient their trade policies. Russia, says the report, could improve its position by joining the World Trade Organization.
First and foremost, from a trade point of view, join the WTO. It also needs to engage in a series of structural reforms behind the border, such as creating a more hospitable investment environment, both for Russians to invest in their own economy, for foreign investors to invest in their economy, and also to allow for greater trade among Russia's regions.
The World Bank's report, titled From Disintegration to Reintegration, Eastern Europe and the Former Soviet Union in International Trade, is available on the Internet at www.voanews.com. George Dwyer, VOA News.